Our film toasted his at the box office. Did that feel good? No, it still felt awful. Because people started saying how everyone in Hollywood was doing insect movies. He took the brilliant originality away from John, and that can never be replaced. That's unconscionable. So I've never trusted him, even after he tried to make amends. He came up to me after he was successful with Shrek and said, "I'm a changed man. I'm finally at peace with myself and all this crap." And it was like, give me a break, Jeffrey. For his part, Katzenberg was much more gracious. He considered Jobs one of the true geniuses in the world, and he learned to respect him despite their volatile dealings. More important than beating ants was showing that Pixar was not a one-hit wonder. A Bug's Life grossed as much as Toy Story had, proving that the first success was not a fluke. There's a classic thing in business, which is the second product syndrome, Jobs later said. It comes from not understanding what made your first product so successful. I lived through that at Apple. My feeling was if we got through our second film, we'd make it.